What's the most expensive thing you've found? In quotes. Legally, maybe?
$20.
All right.
In a pocket. I forgot I had. It was still mine.
Yay! I mean, yay. I mean, that's a score.
Yeah, it is.
Don't discount that. That's a score.
No.
Yeah. This is setting the bar story, Kelly. An
example of what not to do.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without pocketing $87,000 of money that's not yours, or maybe the setting the bar is if you can make it through the day without accidentally sending $87,000 by mistake to the wrong person, you're doing okay.
Wow. Yes, two sides of setting the bar right there.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's double-sided.
Listen, this is out of Russia. This factory worker is being sued by his company.
Oh.
So what happened was, for payroll, you know, maybe they get paid every 2 weeks like you or I do. But for payroll, instead of just giving him his wage, they gave him every employee's wage.
Oh, wow.
Which came out to about $87,000.
Oh.
Now his company is suing him because he's refusing to return it.
Your fault.
The company said that's a software glitch and you're not entitled to that money.
Oh, I mean, they probably have a point.
And so, yeah, they do. Now that $87,000 for that payroll for that time was supposed to be divvied up between about 34 employees.
Okay.
Right. Now he did his own research online. Found out that if it's a billing error, he's obligated to return it. He's got to return it.
Okay.
But if it's a technical error, it's his call whether or not he returns it.
Oh, he can
decide?
And
naturally, that's what he's choosing to do. And that's what he's claiming happened.
Okay, he's
claiming.
But how
does he know? I don't know. Exactly.
But he's not going to be able to be the one to diagnose why that happened.
Right. Now, look, this happened a little while back, but...
Wait, is he an IT expert?
Maybe if he's
got those skills.
Well,
he's
a factory worker. I don't know if he works in IT in the factory, but it happened a little while back. But basically, the courts so far have sided with the company.
Yeah.
But now, I guess he's appealed to the Supreme Court there in Russia, and they've agreed to at least look at it.
So, but if you're looking at the bigger picture...
I know.
This guy is not rubbing his company well.
Well, he's going to have to leave that factory at some point.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, you are now choosing to not have that job anymore.
Right.
If you're going to go to battle with your company over something like that.
Could you imagine going back into work after, like, hey, Paul.
Uh-uh.
Hey, Brent.
Yeah, no. That is, there's no coming back from that.
No.
Like, you could have just been like, oh, let's... Now, here's the thing. Did he spend the money? Is that why he's, like, refusing to give it back?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because if he spent it already, if he just went nuts...
There are so many stories of people who mistakenly get money.
1,000%. And then they go spend it.
And then they quickly spend it.
And then they find themselves in trouble.
Yeah, and then they quickly spend it, and they're thinking, well, if I spend it, they're not going to know.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to have it.
Uh-huh.
But that's never the case.
That's the thing about these kinds of things. There's always a paper
There's a
trail.
Digital paper
There's
trail.
There's a digital paper trail.
Right. So the $87,000 that tripped and fell into your account.
Uh-huh.
The
universe will never bless you string free.
Oh my gosh,
kind
no.
Of thing.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Bless his heart though.
This isn't yeah.
And then if he, you know, leaves the job, who else is going to hire him once this gets out? And you know, it's gotten out.
Hey, why
If this
have...
is in Russia and we're talking about it in Louisville, Kentucky.
Right, I know.
It's gotten out. Like, I feel like it
why
might
make
him hard to hire.
Why did you leave your last job?
Yeah.
Well, I tried to trick them into...
This is a funny story.
keeping $87,000 in my account that was accidentally put there, but they wouldn't do it.
Listen, it was their fault.
That's right.
It was their fault.
So really,
finders keepers.
Look, I don't want to put all the blame on him because some of the blame is on payroll.
Sure. The way he's handling it, though, is all on him.
Yes.
Like, he is burning bridges.
Of course. Let it burn.
It's just all going up in flames.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without pocketing $87,000 of money that's not yours, then you're doing okay.
Bless his heart, though.
I know. Hey, would love to hear. Now, maybe you didn't find $87,000 in a briefcase on the side of, you know, 2nd in Maine.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe you found something also valuable that turned out to be something way more than you thought it was.
And there's no way that you could find the owner or who lost
That's whatever. Right. So if you've got a story about the most expensive thing you've legally found.
Finders keepers.
I know, exactly. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear some of those stories coming up.